Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us. It is Thursday, the 22nd day of April, 2004. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We'll be live for the next 3 hours here in the broadcast. Massive amounts of key news coming up, as well as some guests. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, both updated multiple times daily. And we've launched a new website. It's PrisonPlanet.tv, and it's going to have a lot of information that you will not see, video, audio, news articles that you will not see at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. You will see it at PrisonPlanet.tv. So definitely go check out PrisonPlanet.tv, and we have some announcements concerning PrisonPlanet.tv coming up a little bit later in the broadcast. Yesterday, I spent a lot of the 3 hours talking about the official government move by Democrats and Republicans in the Senate and the House and the Congress pushing for a national draft. And you're going to see, the way things are going right now, they have every intention of giving you a universal draft, as they're calling it, right after the election. And then they're going to blame the terror attacks that the military-industrial complex is going to carry out. They're going to blame those on a host of new nations, and you're going to see this economy totally shift into war, the domestic police state ratcheted up at untold levels. The only way to stop this is to create a mass awakening to what's happening, what's developing. We're going to have wide open phones yet again in the show today. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. Coming up to 3,000 casualties in North Korea rail blast. The North Koreans are reporting. They're not saying it's terrorism, just the shoddy way they run their country. Of course, the liberals in this country, if something kills somebody, it should be banned. So we should ban trains worldwide because they hurt the children. Also out of the Australian, 61 dead in rush hour carnage. Wow, never been 61 die when some nut goes around with a gun. Let's ban cars. I shouldn't joke about it. They'll probably come out and say they want to do that. China says suspected SARS case in Beijing, one of their provinces. Lawmakers seek details on Iraq strategy. That'll be a big advertisement for the war. The Democrats are saying it's a quagmire. We've got to stay. Kerry, we've got to stay. Bush, we've got to stay. All together, you see. Pentagon deleted Rumsfeld comments from a transcript where Rumsfeld said that he didn't know the threat was this bad and, you know, stuff's pretty serious. He said that on national television, but magically, the Pentagon transcript's been altered. Well, we've seen Bush give a speech, seen them alter the transcript, and then seen simultaneously on Fox News and CNN, not just the White House transcript, but their transcripts are being altered, showing centralized control. So the Washington Post should look at that and look at themselves in the mirror. In fact, we even saw them change the president's transcript back when he said this is a scripted press conference. That got changed. I haven't looked. Have they changed the transcript last week? When he gave the third press conference of his presidency, and he said, hey, you should have given me this question written in advance to the reporter who asked what his biggest mistake was after 9/11. You know, he paused for 5 seconds, turned red, and said, you should have given me this question in writing. Why, this is a tough question. I am up here. It's very stressful. Have they changed that? I probably have. So just to show the staged event. Look, that's only the tip of the iceberg. There is so much important news. Got some audio clips for you as well. And Paul Joseph Watson with a big news blitz joining us in the next hour. And some big announcements. So stay with us.
Old-timers remember a time when things were a bit slower, and most folks really did take the time to stop and smell the roses. That was back when gardeners grew tomatoes that tasted like tomato, and watermelons that tasted like watermelon was supposed to. Sweet corn that was real sweet, sweet corn. Well, you get the idea. Too bad the big seed companies became big greed companies and decided that hybrids grown in hothouses, artificially ripened with gas, could be grown much quicker, fetching more money at the large grocery stores. Folks at the Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company remember that simpler time and are proud to be offering non-GMO heirloom seeds to gardeners who value flavor and variety over speed and greed. They're seed for fruits and vegetables of all kinds, seed for flowers and herbs, annuals and perennials, and some great books written by experts in the field to help get you started on the road to success. Call the Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company at 417-924-8917. That's 417-924-8917, or visit rareseeds.com and get started on the pathway to great gardening and great flavor.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139. The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
That's right, again, it's Thursday, the 22nd of April, 2004. Big broadcast lined up for you. Last year, we discovered a PBS documentary called America Rebuilding, where the owner of World Trade Center Complex, Larry Silverstein, says that they made the decision on the afternoon of 9/11, when Building 7, the 47-story building, was burning, to go ahead and pull it. They gave the order to pull it and watch the building come down. Then we play the clip where they go, pulling means demolishing. And plus we have the firefighters saying bombs were in all the buildings, and the firefighters telling reporters get back from Building 7. They were about to pull it. The mayor of New York, Rudolph Giuliani, telling ABC News that morning, oh, we were told to get out of Building 7 because it was going to come down later. You have all that posted. And in another PBS documentary, 911 Memorial that we just learned of, and this stuff just slips out, they are interviewing people, and they talk about seeing the plane fire missiles into the building, which clearly, one of the planes hitting the second tower, clearly has a large pod on the bottom. People looked at the weapons dictionaries. It looks like a configured cruise missile platform that you see mounted on B-52s, and you see a flash, you see exhaust, you see something shoot out, hit the building, and then come out the other end as the building, as the plane is just starting to hit the building. So, it got up close and then fired something. It just goes on and on. Well, in this PBS documentary we just learned of, that we posted at prisonplanet.com. It shows somebody talking about that, so we're going to play that later. Also, in the French documentary from the guys doing a documentary on American firefighters, they've got the firefighters talking about how they ran away as the building went boom, 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 and how they barely escaped the bombs. That's been posted. It just goes on and on and on and on and on and on. And don't expect to see USA Today, months, years after we report on these different stories, months in many cases, years in some cases, don't expect them to ever cover this, because they've been doing some damage control. On Monday, there was a drill of flying hijacked jets into the World Trade Center and Pentagon, but the upper-level brass said it was too unrealistic and didn't do the drill. No, they did a drill 2 years before 9/11, November 3rd. They did a drill the morning of 9/11. That's all admitted from the Pentagon website. The media ignores that and chooses to pick another drill and then focus in on that. They come out in the Associated Press yesterday and say Oklahoma City bomb document cites video of multiple suspects. And I haven't covered this properly, but again, for, let me see, 7 years since 97, almost 7 years, I've been talking about the surveillance cameras. They're admitted. The FBI's been on the record. So there's all of this evidence just swarming around. They're having to respond to a lot of it. But I haven't heard them respond to Larry Silverstein just popping off and saying, we pulled Building 7. But it's not just him saying that. Then we have the firefighters and the AP and the seismographs from the federal seismograph and the state seismographs, two separate seismographs, just like Oklahoma City. We got state and federal seismographs, got copies of them, admitted demolition pattern. They recorded demolition explosion patterns thousands of times when they brought down buildings publicly and admittedly, and it's the exact same pattern. Boom, 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 boom. I mean, it's just, come on. But, so that's all on the sites, and we're going to play some of the new clips. We're going to play a clip of a caller, and I don't put much stock in this, but we'll play it from the Howard Stern Show. Howard Stern's in all this trouble now, so suddenly he knows about the New World Order. Suddenly he knows about 9/11. He's been threatening on the air, leave me alone, stop taking me off stations, or I'll talk more about the truth. And they are starting to back off of him a little bit. So he had this caller, though, saying, yeah, no, I saw the shoot down of the flight, which... Forget what Stern's caller has to say. We have the local Pennsylvania papers where state police saw planes, F-16s, shooting it down. Flight 93. We've had Colonel Don DeGrand Pree on with his Pentagon contacts. He knows the pilot that fired the two Sidewinder missiles into the aircraft. The general at the base wasn't getting orders, had been told to stand down. He just said, that's it. That plane's going towards D.C. Shoot it down on his own orders. And good thing he did. Can you imagine if that plane would have flown into the Capitol, the police state we would have been in? Only about 30 minutes away from the Capitol, going just a beeline right for downtown, D.C. So we don't know the specific target. They've surmised the Capitol or the White House, or the Supreme Court. Who knows? It's just horrible. It's just absolutely horrible. And NORAD was standing down, for the first plane, because they were told it was a CIA drill that was going on at that very time with that very thing happening. And finally, the general at the Air Force Base said, that's it, shoot it down. By the way, 6 months before 9/11, when we posted this mainstream article right off the Pentagon site, because they post all their orders, all their general orders up there, and then think we're too stupid to go find them. But a couple months ago, it came out. Headline we put on it is... 9/11 stand down order smoking gun ? There's other smoking guns there. It's just one of them. And it's the order Rumsfeld gave that generals can no longer order the shoot down of jets. And now, going back 40 years, if a jet or a plane is off course, going to fly into something, they've got shoot down orders, just like Payne Stewart, the golfer. They follow it. If it's going into a populated area, they shoot it down. And that's very reasonable. If it's off course, lost pressure, everybody's dead. That's why they first started this back in the 60s. But magically, right before 9/11, they come out and say, oh, you can't do that anymore. Well, the general just did it. And we've gone over that with Colonel Don DeGrand Pree. We're going to be getting back on the broadcast, by the way, very soon. That transcript's on the website as well. So that's just some of the really serious stuff that's going on right now. We'll play some of those clips in the next hour with Paul Joseph Watson. Okay, let me make this announcement now. We'll elaborate on it in the next hour. Then I'll get into the trains blowing up in North Korea, the police state, the stuff in Iraq, the latest 9/11 developments, a bunch of news on the economy. But before I do that, we now have three servers, big servers, and another backup server just to run Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And it's become quite expensive. I mean, when you've got 20 million people now, it's growing geometrically. A couple months ago, it was, you know, 8 million a month. Now it's going over 20 million. And it's expensive enough just to have news articles and have the web pages, the bandwidth. We have to pay each time you hit the site. And believe me, we've got the best deals out there. And to add, you know, 30-minute video clips, my TV show, all my documentaries that we've now put on the web, to do all that, I mean, I'm going to have to add three or four more servers. I just can't afford it. But at the same time, what's going to happen with this is, I'll be honest with you. Those of you that go sign up at PrisonPlanet.tv, every week you're going to get my TV show that I do locally on national issues, special reports I do, special analysis. There'll be multiple items posted each week, a monthly newsletter that just goes out to members, of key analysis, original articles, just all the best interviews we do. Everything's going to be right there at PrisonPlanet.tv. And then what you're going to be doing is also subsidizing a little bit so we can put occasional clips out for everybody, which we're still going to do. But they'll be, you know, no longer than 5-10 minutes long, because when I put up 45-minute, hour-long, 2-hour-long, 2.5-hour-long videos, and then 200,000 people in one day watch it, and I get a $4,000 bill, you know, just off the servers last month, we cannot continue. So we need your support. You'll get all the exclusive information. You'll get it first when I make a new film, or when I get permission from somebody whose film I'm carrying to post it there. You will get it. I mean, again, when a film's done, I'll post it on the website for a few weeks before we even start selling it as VHS or DVD. And we're going to have them for high bandwidth, low bandwidth. There's already a lot on Prison Planet TV, but we're going to be adding a lot more. It's going to get just ultra massive. Our main focus is going to be on PrisonPlanet.tv. And so please go sign up. It's 19 cents a day if you get a monthly subscription, and it is 15 cents a day if you get a yearly subscription. Now, a cup of coffee costs you 75 cents at a gas station, $3 at Starbucks. And, I mean, if you can't spend 19 cents a day to be a monthly subscriber, and we did the calculations. Let's say you watch all the videos on the site once, that'll come up to about 10 cents a day, and if you watch it more, or give people the links or whatever, we'll end up not even really making money off this. It's going to be a subsidy, a subsidy basically that you're helping us just so we can continue what we're doing. Because I can, again, and the way things are growing, if it's 20 plus million a month now, unbelievably, it may be 30, 40 million in 6 months a year. So we've got to do this if we're going to have a multimedia site. I could, you know, handle 20 million hits if it was just text, but audio, video, all of this, we need your support. And we're putting a lot of work into this. It's a secure server, you know, with a secure certificate, you know, the big fancy, I mean, this is what the big national media uses and newspapers use for subscribers. We got top of the line, folks. So be part of our founding pioneer members, and you know, and go to PrisonPlanet.tv and sign up today. PrisonPlanet.tv. We need your support. Plus, you're going to get an incredible value. My hour-long TV show. Some weeks I'll put both TV shows up, 2 hours of video, a special reports, my films first. We're going to put Watson's book up in text form. Get it for, you know, as part of signing up. We're going to put my book up on there soon. New films will be up there. Everything. We're going to have them for download. We're going to have them for high bandwidth streaming, dial-up streaming. And there's already hundreds of things on there, but there's going to be 10, you know, just thousands after a few months. So stay with us. We'll be back with the news. Please sign up at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Our terrorist cells are prime terror targets located near you. Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Urgent message. Effective April 14, 2004, heavy fines and penalties will be imposed for all persons and entities who are not in compliance with HIPAA. HIPAA is a federal law designed to protect all patients' private health information. It impacts over 30 million health professionals, but will also impact professionals outside of the medical field. This year, Health and Human Services has developed a program to reward those who report violators of HIPAA. There are thousands of violations currently, and the numbers are growing. Who needs to be HIPAA compliant and certified? The solution lies with a cutting-edge company that is redefining HIPAA training. Come see why this company is becoming the industry's leader in HIPAA education. Visit us at yourhipaacert.com or call us at 720-312-0709. Again, that's yourhipaacert.com or call us at 720-312-0709. Act now before action is taken against you. Don't think it affects you. If your company provides insurance through its employees, it does. Call today, 720-312-0709. Forecasting the weather with any amount of accuracy takes a meteorologist with years of schooling and experience. Forecasting what the financial markets will be doing in the future takes the same thing. No, not a meteorologist, a lot of schooling and experience. Although most people check the weather forecast before venturing outside to avoid a good soaking, it's amazing how few people check the financial forecast before they invest and end up getting soaked. Before you venture into the financial world, check the forecast with the International Forecaster Newsletter written by Bob Chapman. Chapman's predictions are legendary. Backed by over 40 years of successfully forecasting the world's financial markets, Bob has helped thousands of people make sense of their financial futures. Midas Resources is pleased to offer a subscription to the International Forecaster Newsletter free of charge with a qualifying order. That's right. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering a one-year subscription to Bob Chapman's powerful newsletter, The International Forecaster. Call 800-686-2237 for more information or to place your order. That's 800-686-2237. Call today and avoid getting soaked tomorrow. Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause, don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, your calls are coming up in the next segment. Any issue you'd like to discuss at 800-259-9231. Let me go ahead and dive straight into some of the news. Terrible events in China. China says suspected SARS case in Beijing, and the SARS season, and I think this is a bunch of fear-mongering, but why it's terrible news is then this will be a nice political diversion here in the States, and more training us for quarantines and the health department having all these police state powers. Up to 3,000 casualties in North Korean rail blast. 3,000 people were killed or injured in the huge explosion on Thursday when two goods trains collided in a North Korean station hours after leader Kim Jong-il had passed through, South Korea's YTN television station said. And they're not saying that they don't think it's terrorism, but could it be his own military trying to kill this lunatic? This psychopath that our government's given nuclear reactors to, that Donald Rumsfeld was the bag man as the head of ABB, transferring them to him, the Swiss company. And again, the socialists in this world say ban anything that hurts human life. You know, be our slaves. Well, then let's ban all trains. It's killed thousands, they're saying. Also, 61 dead in rush hour carnage in Australia. Let's ban cars. You know, they're trying to ban baseball bats in some cities, unless you've got a special permit to have one. I'm not kidding. Or ban stun guns. No one's been killed with a stun gun, but it doesn't matter. People get killed with baseball bats, so let's ban them. At least 61 people were killed today and dozens were wounded in a series of bomb attacks in British-occupied southern Iraq the day after a mortar strike on U.S.-run prison west of Baghdad that left 22 inmates dead. So, again, the Australian, not in Australia, the Australian. So since it was rush hour and it caused a bombing, again, I'm being sarcastic here. I'm trying to be insane on air to just illustrate the ridiculous insanity of the control freaks in this nation who say ban guns because somebody might get hurt by them and because criminals use them. That's all the more reason for the American people to own guns to defend ourselves. So because people die in rush hour because of bombings, let's ban cars. That'll stop that. No, it's not the car's fault. It's not the explosives' fault. It's the fault of the people carrying out the bombings. And that goes for real car pileups, that we see all the time where people die. They had one a few years ago up in Wisconsin where I think like 40-something people died in a pileup, no bombs involved. And the question is there going to be a call for banning cars? And, of course, there's not going to be. All right, dark satire. Yeah, I'm getting a little bit out of control here. Lawmakers seek details on Iraq strategy. And again, this will turn into a big advertisement for the Iraq war, just like the 9/11 Commission did. Lawmakers will keep pressing the Bush administration until they get a detailed explanation of its situation in Iraq, its strategy, a senator said yesterday, opening a second day of sometimes contentious hearings on the increasingly violent occupation. Citing a host of questions about the planned transfer of power in Baghdad, June 30th, Senator Lugar said his Senate Foreign Relations Committee will be persistent in asking these questions and others because the American people should have the opportunity to understand the administration and plan and to carefully monitor its progress. I mean, Lugar is a CFR minion of all of this, but, oh, we're going to get tough on you. We want answers. And we're seeing the Democrats running around going, Bush, you're so bad on this war, you really messed this up, you're evil, but we got to stay in Iraq, and we've got to, you know, we're stuck there now, it's a quagmire, we got to stay, but we got to have the UN in to be our boss, acting like there's some difference in plan between the Democratic leadership and the Republican leadership. Bush said before the war the plan was to turn it over to the UN later. That was all a staged, theatrical, thespian display between Bush and, you know, saying the UN will be illegitimate if they don't get behind the war. That's all part of the good cop, bad cop paradigm that they love to manipulate. Speaking of manipulation, this is out of the Washington Post. Pentagon deleted Rumsfeld comment, remark to Saudis about war's certainty is not in internet transcript of interview. And we've caught them changing, again, many of these. When Bush says this is a staged or scripted press conference, they take that out, and then the news media follows suit, despite the fact that the video is clear of what Bush is saying. When Rumsfeld comes out and says, I'm not sure about, you know, these casualties are worse than we thought, things aren't going like we thought they would, that gets removed, and now his comments to the Saudis are being edited. That's not a good sign, folks, of a free society. So we'll cover that as well. And then we'll get into just a bunch of police state news and a gay militia storms Christian meeting. We'll get to that, but first your calls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethane and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol? Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
All across America, people are using the sun and wind to create enough energy to power their homes. For over 18 years, these people have trusted Sunelco to help them on the road to energy independence. Sunelco has systems to meet every need and budget. Complete home systems using solar, wind, hydroelectric, or hydrogen fuel cells. With the rise in the cost of electricity, it makes sense to add renewable energy to your home or business. Many states offer cash rebates and tax breaks to those with renewable energy systems. It's easy. Many of Sunelco's systems come packaged for easy installation by the homeowner. Sunelco has a 106-page renewable energy planning guide and catalog available for only $5, containing a detailed study to help anyone understand the how and why of renewable energy. May just be the best investment you've ever made. Call Sunelco today at 1-800-338-6844. That's 800-338-6844, or visit them online at sunelco.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
In the dystopic novel by George Orwell, 1984, written in 1948, the government controls the media, and when they change their story or get caught in a lie, they go back and edit the newspapers, edit the transcripts. And George Orwell, it was really Eric Blair, had worked for the British secret police in India. He then fought for the communists in Spain. He'd seen what that was all about, found out that they were a fraud. He then worked for the BBC and found out that the communists and the fascists were all controlled by the same people and had these phony wars, and that the government was really secretly bombing its own buildings as a pretext for control. I mean, the book covers what George Orwell or Eric Blair really thought the world would be like from working for the secret police of the British Empire, working for the communists, then working for the BBC. And Winston in 1984 works basically for the BBC, or the Ministry of Truth. That's George Orwell. He's writing basically about his experiences and what he thinks is going to happen. He gave speeches, wrote letters, wrote news articles about this. And in 1984, they go back and edit things and change things. And we're catching them in this more and more. I mean, we have a Pentagon that plants fake letters from the troops in newspapers with false signatures, that declares mass graves, mobile weapons trucks, Iraq weapons dossiers written by graduate students 12 years before. You already know all about that. But now they even go into transcripts on the White House website and the Pentagon website and change them. And then we'll save the White House transcript. We know to do this now. We've caught them doing it and shown this in the past. We have articles about it on the website. We'll save it and then show them change it. And then magically, when the White House changes the transcript, CNN, Fox, they all do it simultaneously. I mean, within minutes, showing incredible networking and infrastructure of control. And here's the Washington Post making you think that they're telling you about this, but they only give you the tip of the iceberg. Pentagon deleted Rumsfeld comments, remarked to Saudi about war certainty is not an internet transcript of interview. The Pentagon deleted from a public transcript a statement Defense Secretary Donald H. Rumsfeld made to a author, Bob Woodward, suggesting that the administration gave Saudi Arabia a two-month heads-up that President Bush had decided to invade Iraq. That issue was a passage in Woodward's plan of attack, an account published this week of Bush's decision-making about the war, quoting Rumsfeld and telling Prince Bandar bin Sultan, that Saudi ambassador to Washington in January 2003, that he could, quote, take that to the bank and the invasion would happen. The comment came in a key moment in the run-up of the war when Rumsfeld and other officials were briefing Bandar on a military plan to attack and invade Iraq and pointing to a top-secret map that showed how the war plan would unfold. The book reports that the meeting with Bandar was held on January 11, 2003 in Vice President Cheney's West Wing office. General Richard B. Myers, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, also attended. Myers got promoted after having NORAD stand down. He was the head of NORAD. Just like to mention little connections for you. Pentagon officials omitted the decision, the discussion of the meeting from a transcript of the Woodward interview that they posted on the Defense Department's website Monday. See, they're coming out and accusing Woodward of stuff and then editing transcripts. And remember that Sybil Edmonds, the FBI translator, hired to falsify. They hired her and said, go back and change all these intercepts from weeks before and months before 9/11 of specific plans to fly hijacked jets into New York Trade Center and D.C. Pentagon. She said, I'm not going to do that. That's a felony. And they said, Mrs. Edmonds, we'll promote you and give you double the pay if you shut up. If you don't, we're going to arrest you. Ashcroft told her that personally, gave her a call. And this has now finally been in the news months after we reported on it here on the broadcast, or about a month after we reported on it. So they do this over and over and over again. This is very, very serious. I mean, we're catching them in lies all the time, and the neocons won't talk about it. Imagine if we caught Bill Clinton in lies like this. Well, we did, and we exposed him. And so if we're going to expose Bill Clinton's corruption, well, now Bush is in the cockpit. We're going to expose his people. Very, very serious that they continue to do this. All right, I'll go to your calls in just one moment. I wanted to get to this article, though, because it's very important. It's from WorldNet Daily. It's on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Gay militia storms Christian meeting. Mass members of a group called the Gay Militia, and this, by the way, is in the big Canadian papers, stormed into a meeting of Christians discussing a bill that would criminalize certain opposition to homosexual behavior in Canada. Now, in Pennsylvania, 2 years ago, the governor passed a bill and warned preachers that reading Old Testament passages criticizing homosexuality could be civil or criminal penalties. And then some of the different Christian groups put out warnings to their preachers not to talk bad about it. I mean, that was in the Associated Press, and we covered it here on the show. So this is going on all over the place. What I mean, you know, even if you're a homosexual and you think it's horrible that people are against it, don't you understand it's the First Amendment? Because if they take our First Amendment, they're going to take your First Amendment. That's what America's all about, is freedom of speech. But this is the harassment. This is what's happening. Masked members of a group called the Gay Militia stormed into a meeting of Christians discussing a bill that would criminalize certain opposition to homosexual behavior in Canada. A videotape, there's a clip, there's a link to this, of the incident shows the intruders with bandana-covered faces bursting into a meeting room at the Coast Plaza Hotel in Calgary, Alberta, where the Concerned Christian Coalition was holding its national convention Saturday night in Calgary, the Calgary Sun reported. Right-wing bigots, go away! Gay militia is here to stay, the intruders chanted. The Calgary paper said about 7 females and 1 male from the homosexual group were in the room. About 25 members of the convention held hands and prayed aloud. A female gay militia member unfurled a banner and read, "Liberation, queer invasion." Okay. Well, see, that's the point. If you've got your life and what you do, you know, this is a free country. But when you want to cram it down society's throat, you want to recruit in the elementary schools, and I've read 100 articles about this on the show. I mean, just horrible stuff that I can't even mention on air that they're teaching fifth graders. And I have Reuters, AP, you know, Washington Post articles. I have a whole file on this, and stations have asked that we not cover on air what fifth graders are taught. So we won't do it. Even though it's been Worldnet Daily everywhere else, and I'm sure you've all heard the stories. I mean, I try to not cover this stuff. I ignore it all the time. Maybe I should cover this stuff, but the point is that we got to face what's going on. I mean, look, I don't care if it's a homosexual or a heterosexual. Stay away from our children. When you try to target, and that's what's happening, in recruiting the schools, that's called pedophilia. And remember Dr. Laura, 4 years ago, months after we reported on it, but again, you know, she picked up on it. Many Christians were talking about it. Many people that are just concerned about children were. The American Psychological Society, founded, by the way, by Dr. Ewing Cameron out of Canada. Dr. Ewing Cameron, by the way, there's big History Channel specials where they kidnapped over 1,000 women and men and would put them on drugs, give them electroshock with audio feedback, turning them into mind control slaves. Folks, he was convicted in civil court. It's admitted, a CIA program in Canada, kidnapping over 1,000 people over 20 years. Mainstream news, middle-class people. He founded it, by the way, but Dr. Laura, all she did was read, because I heard the show, all she did was read the transcript, the report in the American Psychological Association a magazine that comes out bimonthly. All she did was read it, and it said that it was good for children, you know, as young as 5 to have sex with adults, and it should be legalized, and pedophilia shouldn't be listed as a mental illness. I agree, it should be listed as a crime punishable by death. Leave our children alone. And so, if you're a homosexual pervert or a heterosexual pervert, stop it. Stop the queer invasion. Continuing, I'll go to your calls in a minute. And a lot of people don't want to hear this. A lot of parents just want to ignore this is going on. Believe me, it's going on in your school if it's a big public school. Right-wing bigots, go away. Gay militias here to stay, the intruders chanted. The Calgary paper said about 7 families and 1 male from the homosexual... 7 females, excuse me. The Calgary paper said that about 7 females and 1 male from the homosexual group were in the room, and about 25 members of the convention held hands and prayed aloud. The female gay militia members unfurled a banner that read, "Liberation, Queer Invasion." Calgary police are reviewing several videotapes of the meeting, and an investigation is underway, according to police constable Doug Jones, the hate bias crime coordinator for the Police Cultural Resources Unit. "We were all looking at it, and if we can identify the protesters, it is mischief charges, disturbing a peaceful assembly kind of stuff," he told The Sun. Jim Blake, a member of the Christian group, told the paper that he was dumbfounded at the fact that the gay militia would storm into a private meeting where we were praying and discussing Bill C-250, a bill that would affect our freedoms as Christians to discuss certain beliefs. The controversial bill, which passed the House of Commons last September, adds sexual orientation as a protected category in Canada's genocide and hate crime legislation. By the way, that legislation in Canada, if you say that 5,999,000 Jews died in the Holocaust, you will be arrested and you will serve 2 to 10 years in prison. And there's huge fines. And they've arrested a bunch of people. Now look, Hitler killed a bunch of Jews. Hitler was bad, yes. But it's historical to be able to debate it. If I want to say that 900 billion Jews were killed, then I should be able to say it. If I want to say 5 Jews were killed, I should be able to say it. Okay? That's free speech, folks. We live in a country now, in a world, where from England to the U.S., peaceful anti-war protesters, old ladies are being beaten up by police, reporters, judges are being attacked. They lead old people down an alley and then beat them up and say you shouldn't protest the war. That's been in the Miami papers. Beat up their own reporters. So see, you want to shut down conservatives' free speech. Well, don't worry. Yours is going to get shut down, too. We got to come together on this. Says the World Net Daily reported, opponents fear it, if it becomes law, the Bible will be deemed hate literature under the criminal code in certain instances because it criminalizes criticizing homosexuality. As evidenced by the case of Saskatchewan man fined by a provincial human rights tribunal for taking out a newspaper ad with scripture references to verses about homosexuality. See? The bill now in the Senate, where it has overwhelming support, the two-thirds amendment were introduced April 1st, delaying a vote. All right, I'm not going to go any farther. Let's go to your calls quickly. I meant to go into them earlier. It's just, stop it. Leave us alone. Stop trying to force your agenda on us. Stop trying to sexualize our children. Leave us alone. You know, they make people who want a certain types of degrees in college now take these classes where you got to go to topless bars, you got to go to S&M clubs, you got to go to all these places. That's abusive. Stop forcing it on people. You know, if you want a liberal arts degree or a sociology degree, you shouldn't have to do this. I'm so sick of it. I'd like to just ignore all this, but you can't. Let's go ahead and take calls. Tim in Nebraska, thanks for holding.
Yeah, the other day you were going to talk about Columbine in the third hour, and I couldn't listen. I was wondering if you could give us...
You know what? I will do that today. I just barely mentioned it. I dropped the ball. I'll get into Columbine today.
Well, I missed it, so...
Well, I mean, look, what do you say? A son of an FBI agent...
The day I was watching it, I couldn't figure out why the SWAT team just sat outside.
Well, I had the Rocky Mountain News editor on a couple years ago, and I said, you know, the SWAT team stayed outside for 3 hours. That was wrong. He goes, no, Mr. Jones, 4 hours, 5 minutes. I go, oh, excuse me. It's like I say 144 bin Ladens got flown out by Bush. Oh, Judicial Watch got the documents. It's 160. Now, it's always worse than what I say. And 4 hours plus, but again, that's a small piece of evidence. Did you know that the son of a prominent FBI agent founded the Trenchcoat Mafia? They made videos of the simulated shootings a year before.
No.
Harris and Kleibold ran the school's internet. They supposedly got over 100 bombs in the school. Students came out and said they saw 4 masked men shooting. Then Harris and Kleibold supposedly blew their own heads off. The witnesses said they saw them get shot. The SWAT team stays outside, admittedly shoots some of the students coming out. That's been the major... Denver papers, but nobody outside Colorado even knows about it. The principal was having a early lunch, hiding out down the street with the sheriff at a Subway. About 40% of the school was empty that day. Should I continue?
Well, thanks.
Well, no, I mean, anything else?
No, I was just wanting to get a little more info on that because I knew something was fishy about it.
Well, it also happened the week before the NRA convention and the very week that a giant gun-grabbing convention was being held in New Orleans with George Soros and others.
Uh-huh.
And it goes on and on and on. I appreciate the call.
All right, thanks.
You bet. That's how they are helping turn the schools into little mini-prisons. That's the agenda. William in Missouri. Go ahead, William.
Hello. I was just mostly calling. I talked to a lot of my friends are... pro, very, very pro-Bush. It's understandable since we're conservative.
Does that mean they're pro-open border, pro-assault weapons ban, pro-campaign finance reform, pro-biggest growth in government ever recorded? Is that what they're for?
No, I mean, I try to tell them stuff like that, and what I always get is, Bush is a devout Christian. And so somehow that excuses everything else.
Well, let me see. They admit he goes to Bohemian Grove, mainstream news. I have video of the satanic rituals being conducted. So they can't say, oh, Skull and Bones is when they're young. They have video of Skull and Bones with throat-slitting Satan worship. That's admitted, been on national television. He prays at Shinto shrines, does all of this. So I don't know.
Right. Well, I said something about Skull and Bones, and they just said, well, that was when he was young. But so I was going to ask you, I haven't watched Bohemian Grove. Did you get any video of Bush or anybody around him?
That's a question I get asked a lot. Number one, my sister went to school with the Bush daughters. So I've been at school functions, 8 years ago, where George Bush is there. George Bush I've been sitting at the same table with him. George Bush lived in Austin, admittedly told the press that he'd watched my TV show. His wife told the local TV station that. I mean, I have this in the newspaper. So I didn't run up to Bush and say, please take your black hood off. I'd like to talk to you. But that we have hundreds of articles where they admit the Bushes go there. We have their own annals where they go there. I bought this rare book, and another listener sent me another one. The Annals of the Grove, published by them with Bush and his daddy there. Color photos, those are on the website. But no, I didn't run up to the, it'd be like Tom Cruise and Eyes Wide Shut going, "Hi, priest, I have a hidden camera right here. Will you please take your hood off for me, please?" Does that answer your question?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks. Anything else?
Well, no, I'll be signing up for the prison point as soon as I can.
I appreciate that. God bless you. Yeah, we're going to be posting new videos every week at prisonplanet.tv. And it's the only way we can pay for the bandwidth, and that'll help us supplement and put a lot of videos out for free. All right, we'll be right back with more news, more calls. Stay with us. We're just getting rolling.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, toll-free number to join us on air, 800-259-9231. Check out our new website, prisonplanet.tv. Let's go ahead and talk to Dale in Colorado. Dale, go ahead.
Yeah, Mr. Jones, second-time caller. And I found an interesting article written in the American Legion concerning the Patriot Act.
Okay.
And it's basically they interviewed terrorism expert Victoria Tonzing, dispels myths surrounding the Patriot Act.
And let me guess. She says, these are tools we were already using against criminals. It doesn't affect citizens. It makes us more free. It's all lies to say it's bad. It's wonderful.
Yeah, I also got one little paragraph, if I could read you real quick.
It's, sure, go ahead.
Very interesting. They ask her from the American Legion. They say, a number of American cities have passed resolutions condemning the Patriot Act for violating civil rights. Are these legitimate concerns? Does the act impinge on our civil liberties? He answers with, if the Patriot Act is violating civil rights, then it will go up in the usual process to the Supreme Court. And it should. A local authority such as a city or a state does not have the authority to say, we're not going to obey a federal law. The concept is federal preemption in specific areas of law. Federal law trumps local law. That's just it. The only thing that's...
Let me comment on that. If people want to read the Patriot Act 1 and 2, we have the actual bills posted at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, as well as PrisonPlanet.tv. And on these sites, I also, section by section, wrote an analysis of it. It allows the secret arrest of citizens, all misdemeanors or acts of terrorism, and the Supreme Court, you know, the Supreme Court in the past said black people weren't human beings, so we don't have to follow what a court says if it's criminal. So, and this new Supreme Court just threw out the Fifth Amendment 2 weeks ago. The Fifth Circuit just threw out the Fourth Amendment. It's horrible what they've been doing. Justice Rehnquist, the Chief Justice, a couple of years ago told a group of federal judges that they're no longer going to follow the Constitution in terror-related cases. And so, of course, they're out there as part of a PR offensive. Bush has been stumping all over the country, saying you better reaffirm the Patriot Act and strengthen it, and you know this makes you more free. And if you don't, the terrorists are going to get you. That's terrorism. Do what I say, or terrorists are going to get you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just thought it was strange that they're mentioning that the federal law trumps local law. That's just it. The only thing that trumps that is if the federal law is unconstitutional, that would be a civil rights violation, and the person being aggrieved would have to take it up, not a local government.
Well, that's a fraud. The cities and states can say no and can refuse to go along with unjust federal laws. Thanks for the call. And that goes back to the whole 10th Amendment violation of the Civil War. Before we end this hour, come back and go to all your calls and a ton of news. I haven't even scratched the surface on it. Also, Paul Watson's coming up. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. Also, I've made two videos concerning September 11th that prove that the military-industrial complex carried out the attacks. They're incredible films. 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, and part two of that, The Masters of Terror Exposed. And it is great videos. I've made 10 total videos. They're $25.95 if you order one. If you order three or more, they drop down to $20, big discount, and your purchase also supports this broadcast. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv and link through to our secure online shopping cart and peruse all the great books and videos and books on tape and pro-gun t-shirts that we carry. So again, PrisonPlanet.tv to order online. Or toll-free 1-888-253-3139. All right, the second hour is straight ahead. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91, or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now. now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.